The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for the Fiddipidations Worldwide Half Marathon in October 2007. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email at theextramile2007@gmail.com.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Extra Mile Podcast, the podcast that takes you the extra mile. For more information on this podcast, visit our website at theextramilepodcast.com or send your comments or audio files to theextramile2007@gmail.com. We have some great training reports from some folks and some information on... something interesting. Kevin, what is this week's episode about anyway?
Just when you thought it was safe to turn your MP3 players back on. Welcome to episode 7 of the Extra Mile Podcast. I always try to open the show with some sort of theme or wisdom. And I have to admit, I headed out today, I'm on my long run, and I had nothing to talk about. And then, because I'm trying to lose some weight, and one of the things I'm doing is drinking a lot of water, so you can imagine, I had a need for a restroom break. So I had to stop at a restroom in a park I run through, and some wisdom hit me there. I won't tell you exactly what happened, but here's my wisdom for the day. It's meant for men. Guys, if you walk into a restroom and are greeted by a machine on the wall that dispenses feminine protection, get out. And I guess the corollary to that for you ladies would be, ladies, if you walk into a restroom and are greeted by a urinal, you should get out too. This stuff's all free, people. Where else are you going to get advice like this? In any case, I feel like I need to beg forgiveness from three buddies of mine before this podcast jumps the shark. In episode number 4, I was supposed to insert an update from a good friend of mine, Maddie. If you go back at the webpage, you'll even see Maddie's cute face right on the webpage. But she was not in that podcast. So Maddie, I am very sorry. And for those of you who did not fall asleep listening to episode number 6 of this podcast, you may have noticed that at the end, I thanked Terry for his input. Terry was not in that episode. So to Maddie and Terry, I am so sorry. I am a putz. That is my defense, and I'm sorry. So Maddie and Terry will both start off this episode with their audio pieces right after I beg forgiveness. Lastly, I need to beg forgiveness from my fellow podcaster, Marathon Chris, because she was smart enough to point both of these omissions out to me. And I suppose, although I really did think that I corrected the errors, I did the typical man thing and ignored her. So Chris, please continue to point out my flubs, and I promise you, I will make darn sure I do something about them next time. And there will be a next time. So this week, updates from both of them, better late than never. Updates from Nigel and Chris, myself, some other guests. It also might be a good week to dip into the mailbag and see if we can't help somebody with a training question and see if John Ellis will help us out again. So stick around for the extra mile.
Hey Pete, this is Maddie checking in from Tavares, Florida. I'm running the San Francisco Women's Marathon on October 21st. I just wrapped up week 9 of my training. Everything is going great. I'm feeling strong. I ran 14 miles this morning, and just a little tidbit of information. That is the longest I have ever run, ever. I have run many half marathons, and I've never gone any further.
Hello out there. This is Terry from Knoxville with my fall running plan update. I am currently right now running in Concord Park, which is a small little park that consists of about 2 or 3 hills and is full of mountain biking trails. And so it provides a nice escape from running on the asphalt and running in the sun, because I'm actually in the shade, which is nice on a hot August day like today. Oh no, I took the wrong trail. Getting back on course now. So I've recently listened to episode 3 and 4 of the Extra Mile podcast, and there's a lot of wisdom there about taking rest days and about changing your schedule for to coincide with what's happening in your life. My July, although my July had the highest total mileage per month, if you put what I ran up against my training program, what I actually ran would be pretty low. It would fall up short. Part of that is we went traveling to Dallas, Texas for a week, which, if you don't know anything about Dallas, it can get somewhat hot there. So although I did not run, I did actually walk a lot. And this coming up weekend, we're traveling to Iowa for my grandmother's surprise 80th birthday. So I'm not going to be seeing a long run this week. But there's a couple things going for me. One, this is early enough into the training program that missing something here and there won't be detrimental. And two, I actually have a couple shorter races I'm training for, so I don't actually need the super, super long mileage in there. And what I've been doing is trying to fit in the running when I can, such as like right now. I ran today at lunchtime in the middle of the noonday heat, maybe 2 miles. That was okay. But I had a dentist appointment at 3, and so on my way home, since Concord Park is only about 2 miles away from my house, I'm running. So instead of just running 2, I'm getting 4 in. Now, seeing that we're going to be coming in the hottest days of the month, of the year, August and September, a very wise podcaster named Matt, who really is a Jedi run master, while everyone is being the naysayers of the treadmill, Matt is claiming the hidden beauty in that ugly duckling. Let me explain. If I go out and run outside of the noon heat, and it's supposed to be a tempo day, I'm probably not going to make it. The heat is just going to kill me. So what do you do instead? You give the treadmill a handshake, say glad to see you, long lost buddy, and you hop on and you get your tempo run done. Not in the heat, not in the sun, and your training program is still on schedule. And you know what? The best thing is that your buddy the treadmill isn't going anywhere. Morning, noon, or night, Mr. Treadmill's there. So if the outdoor sun is killing me, I can go indoors, set the pace to what it has to be, and run. In fact, as I was changing today, because I took a shower, and then I started sweating again. Ooh, my workout's done. And I was sweating again after my shower. I was thinking, this running in the noon heat stinks. I think in my training program, I'm going to stick treadmill week to where I run exactly what I'm supposed to, how fast I'm supposed to. And if I put these in there, you know, somewhat frequently, but not every week, man, that treadmill is helping me become a better marathoner. Just like listening to all the other podcasts and reading websites and talking to other runners. It's a tool that I'm not using. But that's it. So apart from being a little bit behind for my fall marathon schedule, I'm going to get back onto it next week. So I'll see you during the extra mile.
I think that I am familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
Okay, it's Wednesday, 11:26. I'm sitting in my queue right now, getting ready to go out for a run. It says it's partially cloudy, 94, feels like 103 degrees Fahrenheit, humidity 51%, visibility 10 miles, so that's a lot more than I need, so at least I will know where I'm going in this nice and toasty Wednesday morning.
Hello, my name is Eric, and I'm calling from the Washington, D.C. area. I am saying calling because I'm recording on my cell phone, so it feels like I'm on the phone, but you guys get the point. My update for the worldwide half marathon training is very sad. I've been off for 4 weeks. I've been incredibly sick, but today I did a 4-mile run. And it's been somewhat of an accomplishment for me, given that I've been off for so long and everything is hurting, but I'm happy to be back on track. Thanks to all of you, thanks to your podcasts and your stories and your accomplishments, and you know, it's just overall been great, inspiring. I don't think that I'd be able to do this, to be quite honest, without you. I'm new to the running world, to say the least, but I'm very much into it, and I think that is something that I'm, you know, I'm prepared to do for the rest of my life, and hopefully become a runner for life. So, although this is a sad update for me, because I would like to say that I've been putting a lot more miles than I have, I will be running the Worldwide Half Marathon and hopefully not coming out very last, or hopefully I'll be completing it at all, but I just wanted to call in and really thank all of you for the inspiration, and I know that this might not have been possible if it weren't for all of you, so thank you, and hopefully next week I will be able to tune in with some better news.
Well, good morning, it's 9:35am on Saturday 18th of August, and this is Nigel from Staffordshire in the UK, out on my Saturday 7-mile run. It's rather a grey, overcast morning, unfortunately. I think the weather forecast for today is for showers all day. I think I'm just about going to beat the showers by the time I get back, but still a pleasure running out here in the countryside again. Training realistically has not been good this week. Again, my runs have been squeezed up to the back end of the week because of work commitments. Managed to run on Tuesday, did about a 6.5 I think, and managed to do a 6 yesterday, 7 today, and tomorrow I'll do my 10. That'll be my Sunday long run. So, don't quite hit the 30 miles again, I don't think. Let me just add that up. What a dreadful mathematician I am when I'm running. That's 18. Yeah, I might just take 29 miles, I think. And that's not really what I wanted to be doing by this point. And looking back on my schedule over the past few weeks, realistically, at best I can say that I've maintained around about the same sort of distance. There's been no real progression, and that's due to a number of factors, the main one being commitments in my personal life and work, and also the quality of the runs, as I've said a few times before, really. Sound like an old scratched record, but the quality of them hasn't been that good. I've done very few tempo or speed work runs. I think maybe a little bit of laziness there, but also it's literally been a lot of the time just a question of get your shoes on and get out of the door, just to get the running when you can without too much thought. So a lot of junk miles in there, to be honest. And I am disappointed really in what I've done, and I guess I shouldn't really beat myself up too much about it. I mean, I have every confidence I shall get around a half marathon without any real problems, but in terms of my performance, I'm not anticipating an outstanding performance for the day, but maybe I shouldn't be too concerned about that. I should be just glad that I can get out there and do it. So that's pretty much it for my update. I say I'm a little bit disappointed in the way things are going, but I think in terms of positives to take from it, as well as maintaining the general level of health and fitness and maintaining my mileage, which I always need to do. A couple of times I've been out running in the week when I've been working. It's been incredible how it has provided me a few moments away from work, away from thinking about work, and even though it's a hard physical exertion, it's incredible how it's such a cleansing and unwinding experience. I always feel tremendously relaxed, got that nice warm buzz, and get back after a run. So I'm sure in terms of stress relief for this week, it's done an enormous power of good. Anyhow, that's enough of my rambling on for this week. I'll catch you all again soon. Take care and enjoy your running and your training.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Hello everyone, this is Kevin with my update for the Extra Mile Podcast, Episode 7. My week of training last week was just okay. I got the miles in. I believe I got right at in the low 30s, 32, 33. Although I wanted more. I'm not too disappointed in the mileage. I got a tempo run in. Where I failed was on my long run. I was supposed to do either 11 or 12. And the day I went out to do it, the temperature rose to 95 degrees. Let's see, let me figure that out on the Celsius scale. 95 degrees Fahrenheit is about equal to, it's right between really, really hot and damn hot. Another couple of degrees and it would have been hell. In any case, I scaled back on my long run and ended up doing 9 miles instead of my 11 or 12. And that disappointed me. Now, I know what you're thinking. Just in the last episode, when we were talking about Martine and her amazing feat coming up, I made some comment like, the next time I complain about the heat, someone track me down and slap me. I know I said that. And here I am the next episode complaining. But I guess I feel a little bit safe training here in my little corner of the planet that nobody can really track me down. Ow! Oh, shit! Oh, God! Knock it off, Chris! Ow! Nigel, knock it off! God, people can't take a joke. I get the idea. No more complaining. Anyway, that's my update for this week. Really looking forward to the weather turning a little bit. See how much better I run when it hits 60 instead of 90. Everyone have a good week, and we'll see you next time.
Well, hello there. This is Marathon Chris, reporting from mile 5.47 on my weekly long run. Today is Sunday, August 19th. Now, this has been a tough week of running. I ran my long run last weekend. It was a step back week, so 10 miles. Monday's normally my rest day, and I rested. Tuesday, I had to go on a business trip. And so I flew out and figured I'd get a run in that evening after I was done. We didn't get done till so late that all I could do is go back, get a quick bite, and hit the sack. The next day I headed home, so I didn't get home till later in the day. And Wednesday afternoon I ran 6 miles, at least to get something in. So because I missed a couple of runs, I was going to run on Thursday. And my husband, who's starting his training for the Disney World Marathon, decided we could run together. But he ran slow, and I ran faster. We're doing intervals anyway. 1 minute walking, 1 minute running. So I figured it'd be pretty good. Well, the turnover rate and the speed was a little fast for me. So, about 3 miles into our 4 mile run, my hamstrings started to ache a bit. But I finished up the run, and I was in a good amount of pain. So I took some ibuprofen, took it easy. I was in enough pain where I knew I wasn't gonna run Friday morning like I planned. But I figured what I would do is see how it felt Friday afternoon. Maybe I'll go for a short run. Well, it's still hurting. And I didn't want to push it. I wanted to do 15 miles this weekend, so took Friday off. Saturday morning still ached, so I took Saturday off. So this morning I have to walk again. It's not time, but I can't wait. Oh, I got about 1 more minute. I can do 1 minute. This morning, I started my run. That first tenth of a mile hurt. Even though I put some icy hot on it and tried to relax it. It's reminding me that it's there, but it doesn't hurt a lot. Still, with the heat and all, I'm wondering if 15 might be too much for it. Let me cut this run short. I figure if I can get at least 13 in, I'm doing okay. So that's it for my training update. Reporting from another warm, long run. Everybody have a great week training.
Let's see if we can't reach into the mailbag at the Extra Mile Podcast and see if our resident trainer, John Ellis, can help out a stranded runner this week. Let me reach in here and grab one. Okay, here's one. Dear John, I am over halfway finished with a summer-long endurance race that I find myself in dire need of help with. My race began way back on April the 2nd in Kansas City and won't end for at least 162 miles, and I hope even more than that, lasting, hopefully, into October. My problem is that I started out of the gate very fast. In fact, halfway through the race, I was 10 miles ahead of everyone. In addition, I was ahead of my arch rival, Joe Boyd, by 14 miles at one point. Well, now Joe, the damn Yankee, is only 4 miles behind me, and I'm hearing footsteps. Is there any advice you could give me to stop Joe from slowly creeping up on me? Signed, Samuel Adams, Boston, Massachusetts. Well, sorry, Sam. I think you're toast, buddy. I don't think John can help you. Let me get another one here. Here's another one. Dear John, I need help. Is there any way you could introduce me to Kevin? He sounds so cute, clever, and witty. On my long runs, listening to the Extra Mile Podcast, my heart rate monitor flies off the charts when I hear his voice. Now, this one's embarrassing, too. I'm not. Tell you what, John, you reach into the mailbag, grab something out, and pick your own, will you? Thanks.
All right, Kevin, let me just reach into this mailbag here and... Oh, wrong bag. This one's full of used fartleks? Ugh! and they're covered in goo or gel or Kevin! Your goo is all over these fartlicks! That should make for a fast run. Podcasters, they should be obscene and not heard. So let's get on with this letter here, okay? Laura, a transplanted terrier from Boston University, rode in from Hawaii, the 50th state, where the scenery is gorgeous, yet it's traditionally considered rude to stare. Go figure. Anyway, Laura, who's running 30 miles a week when she's not attending to her PhD studies in zoology, is preparing for the second annual Fed Dipidations Worldwide Half Marathon on ABC. What? No, it's not on ABC. But Laura, she is planning on racing a 5K race at the end of the month. Now, Laura is following a running plan calling for speed work on Thursdays, a long run on Sundays, and rest days on Mondays and Saturdays. As her 5K is going to be run on a Saturday, Laura wrote in to ask how she should moderate her training on this race week. She's concerned that her running in this 5K race might interfere with her training for her goal race, which is the Fitterfidations Worldwide Half Marathon. Well, Laura, if your goal race is the half marathon, I don't think you have to suffer a drastic dip in your mileage just in order to enjoy racing in a 5K. Ha! Just over 3 miles of lungs searing, your legs starving for more oxygen as you're trying to just get past that guy atop this hill! Ah, it's a great workout. Just think of it. Just think how easy your half marathon pace is going to feel by comparison after racing through a 5K. The key here is to shoot for maintaining as consistent a schedule as you can, even with the 5K on the near horizon. So, let's balance that schedule, Laura. You normally run your speed session on Thursday, with the day off on Saturday. Your 5K is on a Saturday, which will be a terrific speed session after all. So let's have you take Thursday off instead of Saturday that week, dressed up for a race and a long run over the weekend. As for Friday, your best bet is to go out for an easy run, no more than 45 minutes long. But to best prepare for the Saturday race, Laura, what you want to do is end this run with about 6 100-meter striders, where you just find a flat stretch of road or track, and you're staying relaxed while you're doing this, and you're just running quickly enough for a few seconds at a time, where you'll nicely accustom yourself to the faster pace you'll be looking to perform the next day. Now, the striders will keep you healthy while running fast, and they're going to make you faster, too. Now, the morning of the 5K, you want to warm up well with at least 10 minutes of jogging, followed by a couple more striders, nice stretching, easy, relaxed, leading up to the race itself. And by the way, have fun competing, Laura! And if you run the race progressively, where you run the third mile faster than the first mile, you're going to have a lot more fun passing all of those rivals right down the home stretch. Now, remember to jog easily for a few minutes afterwards and get in a few minutes of stretching. Then you'll be really happy you did that when you get up the next morning for your long run. Sunday! Here is a fantastic opportunity, Laura, to get in a long run while your legs are still tired from the race the day before. Now, if you're careful to warm up and warm down properly on Saturday, this Sunday long run will safely simulate just how your legs might feel over those last miles of your goal half marathon. Now, just start out very slowly on this run, Laura, keeping in mind that you want to pace yourself so that ideally you'll be running pretty close to your half marathon goal pace just over the last 2 or 3 miles of this run. Now, as always, drink the right amount of water to stay hydrated during your run, which is about 7 ounces on average every 15 minutes, and you should finish this run feeling good, feeling like you got in some really good training, and also feeling like you're not too drained going into your next week of training. Do, however, enjoy that well-deserved day off on Monday. You did earn it. Best of luck to you, Laura, and let us know how it went, okay? Daily runs around Diamond Head? Wow, I'm so jealous, Laura. Keep up the great work, and thank you for committing yourself to the Fitipidations Worldwide Half Marathon. Isn't this running thing just so amazing? It's one of the simplest things many of us can do. Running, one foot tripping over the other. It's just so deceptively simple. Yet, to get up and run on a quiet morning, whether it be Diamond Head, or around that dirty water that is Boston, you're my home, or the English countryside, or even past the studios of WKRP in Cincinnati like Kevin does. Running is such a private, soul-enriching, really high-kicking part of the day. It's great. And then it can just be so darn social. I mean, you get into a run with people, there's a real energy there, isn't there? I mean, I love that spirit of camaraderie when you get running with your old friends or you get into a race and meet some new friends. There's nothing really quite like it. So let's hit that next mile split, that extra mile split, together. October 13th and 14th in the second annual Fitipidations Worldwide Half Marathon. Less than 8 weeks away. And it's really the best of both worlds. It's the opportunity to run with the world while running with just your own thoughts and solace as well. It's great. Think global. Run local. Personally, I can't wait. Well, next time I'll babble on about a great question I received from my friend Terry Higgins from the very cool podcast Gravity at 1053. But for now, looking out over the U-Haul trucks parading across mile 22 of the Boston Marathon, meaning that the Boston population is doubling before my eyes here with the return of the students. Ugh, there goes my parking space. Hey, over and out. And be good to yourselves out there, won't you?
There you go, another episode of the Extra Mile Podcast. Already up to episode 7. Amazing. Besides everyone who tunes in to these podcasts, I'd like to thank those who contributed this week. Maddie and Terry, like I said, better late than never, huh? Thank you. Eric, this week's newbie. Thank you very much, Eric. Now, the bad news is, Eric, now that you've submitted, and we know you're out there and what you're trying to do, you gotta send us some more updates. Can't just leave us hanging. So we'll look forward to hearing from you again. Same with you, Maddie. 14 miles is awesome. The furthest you've ever run, that is so cool. But that was, I don't know, 3 weeks ago? What are you up to now? Let's hear again from you, huh? And as always, I'd like to thank my sick, twisted friend, John Ellis, for his wit and wisdom. And before I'm off that topic, for any of you who subscribe through iTunes and seldom, if ever, check out the web page, you gotta check it out this week. There's a picture of our sick, twisted friend in a pair of 1974 itsy bitsy running shorts standing next to none other than Alberto Salazar. I'll let you decide which is John. Check out that picture, though. As I said at the beginning, I usually try to put a common theme within this podcast. And I think this week, you have to look a little deeper to find it. And quite honestly, if you don't look deep, you may get the wrong theme. I think with the exception of Maddie, just about everybody's update was kind of a downer. Training not going well, injuries, work, the heat. So nobody was really what I would consider pleased with the way their training was going. And unless you look deeper, you might come away with the idea that this week's theme was a downer. And it's just the opposite. Go back and listen to Nigel's update. And then fast forward to John Ellis's question or answer this week. And what you'll find is that the theme is, even though our training may not be going well, we all are still running. And running defines us. As Jim always says, his name is Jim, and he's a runner. He's not telling us his favorite hobby. He's telling us who he is. He's telling us what defines him. And running is that way with all of us. I don't know about you, but I could give up racing tomorrow. It's fun, but I don't run to race. I could give it up. I'd be disappointed, but I'd give it up. I can't say the same for running. I do not look forward to the day I have to stop running, because it'll take a little piece of me with it. So, no matter what your training is like, remember, you're still out there. You're still a runner. The weather will break. Your injuries will heal. Work will lighten up. So the training will come back. Just make sure you are enjoying the extra mile. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the show. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramile2007@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramile2007@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the Extra Mile Podcast.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.